is Celeste Owens, and this is the Surrender Breakroom, a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I am so glad that you're hanging out with me on this Monday morning, or might I say, whatever day or evening time, whatever it is that you're hanging out, I'm glad you are listening. You are in for a treat today because you know how we like to do it here. We like to bring in our special guest, who is no stranger to our program, Dr. Sandra Rice. And we're talking about a topic that we both feel is really important as you engage this new year, as you go into this first quarter of the month and exit this first quarter of the month strong, that we think this topic today is just going to set you on fire, where you're just going to want to run and do the things that God has called you to do, especially in your business. So we love to focus on leaders here and really helping you to maximize your potential in leadership. So again, I have with me Dr. Sandra Rice, and we're going to be talking from this topic, marketplace dominance. But let me bring her in first, and then I'm going to explain and share with you what we are planning to cover while we're together with you. So Dr. Sandra, how are you on today?
I am doing great, Dr. Celeste. Happy New Year. It's a new year.
I know.
We're just talking about that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. New year. And before we know it, it's going to fly by. So that's why we want to be intentional, right? Intentional daily.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So you are no stranger to the show, but someone might just happen to be listening for the first time. So would you tell them a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am, like Dr. Celeste, just so intrigued by leadership and leaders excelling and being well. And my background is I've been an entrepreneur for over 25 years in the construction industry and real estate development industry, and have had a construction and real estate business for 25 years. And I also do a lot of speaking all over the world, you know, with leaders and, you know, being a champion for leaders, because I believe that, you know, we as leaders are, or leaders, or, you know, individuals who have that type of call, we have a lot that we deal with. And so, you know, it's like, how do we lead others and still make sure we're healthy, we're well, spiritually, physically, emotionally? And so I'm really up to that, you know, in my life and with other people that I work with.
Yeah, awesome. So you see, you all, that you have a wealth of knowledge sitting right here with us on today in this podcast. And we're going to just take it easy breezy today, because we just want to really give you the sense that we're having a conversation with you, that we're encouraging you. And again, the topic today is marketplace dominance. Don't you just like those two words together, marketplace and dominance? And it is indeed God's plan to dominate you in the marketplace. So we want to make sure, if you're not aware of that, if you're not in tune with God's directive for you as a leader, as a business person, that God really does want you to dominate again in the marketplace. So I was thinking about this topic, and I ran it by Dr. Sandra because I was like, oh man, I think this would be awesome, because I was just reading recently about our place as Christians in the marketplace. And the person who was writing was sharing a bit of the story of Truett Cathy of Chick-fil-A. And I'm just totally fascinated by his business design and plan, because he did something that was out of the ordinary. So what he ended up doing as a Christian was deciding that he wanted to honor God first and also give his employees time with their family. So he determined that he would not be open on Sundays. Now, let me tell you, that's way crazy. Way crazy, because the fast food industry does most of its business on Saturday and Sunday. And he was even told by other business mentors and such that it wasn't a good idea to be closed on Sunday. But you know what? He did not care what they were saying. He really knew that he wanted to honor God in that respect. So he now, and Dr. Sandra and I were talking about this just yesterday, he dominates in his arena. You can't go to a Chick-fil-A and not have a line, right?
Everywhere in the country, yes.
Everywhere in the country, there is a line for the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And he hasn't missed a beat. And he even said, being closed on Sunday didn't hurt him at all. Didn't hurt his bottom line. If anything, he makes more than he probably what he would have projected had he stayed open on a Sunday. So I think that's phenomenal. We've got Joseph mm-hmm. in the Bible who dominated. We have Daniel in the Bible who dominated. We have Dr. Sandra Rice, who's with us, who dominated in her field when she was doing construction and contracting and such. Tell us a little bit about that. How do you think God really got you to the place where you were dominating? You were on Black Enterprise, on the cover, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, you know, I love the story that you told about Mr. Kathy, and also I love the Bible character that you referenced, Joseph and Daniel, yeah. because those are two that I study all the time as a business leader, as an entrepreneur. I look at that as a model, as a precedent. And I think mm-hmm. for me, when I started out over 25 years ago in construction, real estate, or more so general construction, you know, I started out as a general contractor. And then we progressed to construction management, and now we do real estate development all over the country. But the big thing is for me, you know, I understood very early that God had called me to the marketplace. And we'll talk a little bit about what that means in a few minutes. But I knew that there was a difference between the sacred and secular, and I was in both. You know, so I wasn't just like in a church realm. You know, because I had, you know, this anointing on my life and this empowerment, this ability to empower and this ability to do business and construction. I also knew that I had that peace, that, you know, that spiritual peace, that God peace, that kingdom peace that was so important. And I really, you know, like, you know, that Chick-fil-A model, you know, it was a different model yeah. of construction, but I was always looking at how and in what ways do I bring the kingdom into what I do on a daily basis.
Wow.
My workplace with our employees, with our clients. And again, it wasn't about, you know, beating people over the head. And I'll tell you a quick story. When I was 11 years old, I knew then that God was sending me to the marketplace because I had this vision that I was sitting in this office. It was probably like floor to ceiling windows. It looked like a banker's office or a big time business person's office. And I remember I was 11 years old, but I could see myself as an adult. And I was sitting there in a meeting with this very important person, like the CEO of this bank or whatever it was, or, you know, corporation. And I had a huge Bible under my arm, but nobody could see it. Like you couldn't see it, but I could see it in the vision. And it was at that point that I knew that God was going to call me in, because there are certain times that, and you and I have talked about this, Dr. Celeste, there are people that you and I deal mm-hmm. with, that I deal with, that some of the people listening deal with, that will never walk in the four walls yeah. of a church. So God sends us into the marketplace, which, you know, are those seven mountains, what we call the seven mountains of influence, the arts and entertainment, business, education, family, government, media, religion. If you have a calling in any of those areas, God sometimes sends us as his hands and his feet, because he's not going to come down to bring the kingdom of God to what we call the marketplace. So that's kind of where I started way back when I was 11 years old. And I knew, and so my trajectory just followed that path. And when I started business, I knew that business would be dedicated to God, and it was.
I love that story. Yeah, and still is.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
Even in the new season, I mean, that God will preview, you know, what he has in store for you. And all we have to do is hold tight to that dream and let it actualize in our lives. And tell us this, though, because I get the sense that some people might say, okay, that's fine and well for you and, you know, for Mr. Kathy and Joseph and Daniel. But how do I know I'm supposed to dominate? Like, what scripture could you give them that would give them that sense that it is okay, you know, to be dominant in areas and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. I think that God started this out in the beginning, Dr. Celeste, okay? We can just go to Genesis 1 when he talks about creation, okay? I use the John Maxwell Leadership Bible. I've been using it for years. That may be a Bible that if you don't have it, you want to pick up, because it has a lot of great leadership nuggets as you read along. But the story of creation, God starts out with us. He says in Genesis 1 and 26, he said, Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness, and let them have dominion. Let's say it again, dominion.
Yeah, dominion.
Over all the earth, over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God said, so God created man in his image. Again, God created man in his image, and in the image of God created he him. Male and female, he created them. And then God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. That means dominate. Dominate it. Subdue it. Take over. Have domination over the earth, over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Now, verse 28. So it is clear in scripture. He starts out letting us know, who are you? Who you are is made in my image. And I've created you to operate in the kingdom of God on earth. So that I think that is a powerful scripture
powerful.
For us to just look at, meditate on, and know that we are biblical when we talk about, and when you talk about, Dr. Celeste, dominating in the marketplace.
Yeah, and to see it in the beginning that God was giving that directive that I am with you, that you are created in my image, and it's time to dominate. So I love that idea of being in the, having that freedom. That it's okay to dominate. And, you know, based on your Christian principles and your values and all of that, but we should definitely be, you know, soaring in the marketplace for a number of different reasons. And actually, we'll talk about those different reasons why it's so important to soar. When we get back, we just need to take a quick break, you all. Don't go anywhere. We have a couple of more great nuggets to share with you, and we'll be right back after this break.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. Alrighty, you all, welcome back to the break room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm your host, Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I like to say that surrender is simply doing God's will his way all the time. As you already know, because you've been listening, we are in a really great discussion with my friend, Dr. Sandra Rice, and also your friend, because she's no stranger to the break room. And we've been having this discussion about marketplace dominance, and I hope you've been blessed by it. But we first said prior to the break that God has created you to dominate. And even some of you who listen to me, I get text messages here and there, emails. I'm not really a leader, but I like listening to the break room. You are a leader. You're a leader wherever you are placed to lead. You, trust me, somebody's watching you. Somebody's following you. So just keep listening and grab whatever nuggets you can. So we want to talk about a couple of more points, you guys, related to this idea of marketplace dominance. And one of the things I was thinking about, Dr. Sandra, is how important it is for us as Christians in the marketplace to step up and become what might be known as the gold standard of how to do business in the marketplace. Not being raggedy, because, you know, sometimes, now this is me going on a tangent. But I remember picking up one of those, I forget what it is, like a Christian directory. Yes, what it was a Christian directory. And how in your mind you think Christian equals excellence, but, you know, you might get a few people in there who are in the Christian directory who don't operate in excellence. It kind of gives a bad name for that. So some people, you know, say, well, I don't want to just choose them because they're Christian. But that should not be part of the conversation. It should always be, I want to choose them because those Christians are excellent in what they do. They have value. They have integrity. So I really think it's important that we really hold up that gold standard in the marketplace, yes, because God is going to use that to draw people to him. And I want to share this one scripture, yes, then I'm going to have you share your thoughts as well. But in Matthew 28:19-20, it talks about how we are, and this is the Great Commission, you all, how Jesus was saying, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And people often think that Great Commission just simply means what happens in the church walls. But no, it means that you as a marketplace influencer and that a person who dominates in the marketplace, that you, as Dr. Sandra Rice said right before our break, you might be the only hands and feet of Jesus that they ever see, the only conversation of someone who is spiritual, you know, and godly that they get to interact with in the business. And that's you going to make disciples. That's you drawing people closer to God. So we have a Great Commission not only to do that work in the church, but to do that wherever we might go, especially in our businesses in the marketplace. So, and I think God will even give us favor in the marketplace as we exhibit those, or we attract those who are drawn to our godly character. But what do you have to say about that, about us, you know, having the gold standard, using that as our platform? You might not necessarily, like you said, you have the Bible under your arm, but they couldn't see it. So how important is that for us to really use that platform for God to be able to draw people to him? What do you think?
No, I think it's really important. And I think one of the things that I always said and why I was able to, I think, be blessed to amass so much success and also dominate, like you said, in the marketplace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I want to deal with that word again in a minute. But I think the one of the things that I always said when I did business or as a CEO of a, you know, a major corporation, a woman-owned business, African-American-owned business, I always said I don't want to be known as an African-American-owned business necessarily, or a woman-owned business necessarily, or a Christian business. I want to be known for my excellence first.
Yeah.
They have to know that I am excellent in what we deliver in terms of construction services, in terms of, you know, building new facilities, that we're going to come in and they know that they're going to have an excellent top rate building in their real estate development and construction projects. So I always said that, Dr. Celeste, that was the gold standard. Is not just about, okay, I'm in a Christian or I'm a woman owned business. No, it's about how do you deliver? What do you deliver? Because if you're working for the kingdom, if you're representing the kingdom, it should be the gold standard, period. End of story. There should be nothing else. You know, so I think when we dominate in that area, it's important for us to have that level of integrity in our businesses and our business models. Or if you are in corporate America, to have that level of integrity, because, you know, the word dominate, I don't want that to scare people, but I'm not talking to people who are scared, I know. But the word dominate, another word for the meaning is influencer. So it's the ability to command influence. It, you know, in other words, God has given you a voice. He has given you a gift. He has given you something that you will have favor when you walk in the door. You will have favor because he has given you that. So when I walk into a meeting, I expect to have favor. When I walk into a deal, a major deal, Dr. Celeste, I'm expecting to have favor because I have that level of influence and I have tapped into that and I've dominated it from a kingdom perspective. So that's kind of my take on that.
I love it. Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you say dominate means to influence, because some people get intimidated by that word, or, you know, I don't want to come across as aggressive as a Christian.
Right.
Which you shouldn't. But influencing, dominating, being excellent at what you do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Your ability to influence, your ability to change, your ability to come in and make change in different areas. And again, the seven mountains, if you're working in government, your ability to come in and influence and make change, your ability in the education, if you're called in that mountain of influence, your ability to come in and influence. So that's what really we're talking about here today. That superior elevation, that elevation that you walk into, that you step into, that you're so confident in, because you are a kingdom person. You are a kingdom. You are made in God's image. Mm-hmm. You are him walking in the earth, you know?
Yeah, I love it.
Representing that kingdom, yeah.
And, you know, I love that you're saying representing the kingdom. And I'm reminded of when I got my certification in natural health, and there was one of the professors that week, Dr. Fritchie, but he was so incredible. that he dominated that entire week to me with his particular segment. And you could tell from the moment, or at least I could tell from the moment he opened his mouth, I could tell he was a Christian because the Spirit of God went across that auditorium like crazy. I was like, wow. Mm,
yes,
and he was just, he was an herbalist. So he was just simply talking about herbs and how the herbs of the earth can heal and da, da, da. People in the audience, and you know that type, well, at least you might not know, but when I was getting certified, people were of all different faiths or no faith. But you could look across that auditorium. People were in tears, sniffling, had out their, you know, napkins and handkerchiefs, you know, whatever, just from crying, because it wasn't so much what he was saying, and what he was saying was powerful, but it was that the power of God came out of that man and went through that auditorium.
Yes.
And at the end, he had a line so ridiculously long of people just wanting, and I think they were just trying to get to him just to see, what is that?
Yeah, what
so
is that?
That to me is dominating. That to me is influencing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without him ever saying, come to Jesus today, and come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's what I meant by that. I don't go into meetings. I don't go into deals when I'm dealing with cities, mayors, governors. I don't go into meetings or deals saying, oh, hey, yay, I'm a Christian. I go in with, you know, here's the plan. Here's the building plan. Here's the plan. This is how we're going to rebuild the city. This is, you know, I go in with my engineering background. I go in with, you know, all of those things. But like you said, but with understanding that I'm standing on top of the Spirit of God, I'm standing on top of Jesus' shoulders when I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
That and even before I go into meetings, board meetings, I pray, God, let your will be done. Father, I ask him, please give me your favor. Give me your favor. Let me carry out your agenda for this city, for this building project, for this university. Those are the type of things that I'm praying, because I'm not dominating in me. I'm dominating in the Spirit of Christ. And like you said, that person that you dealt with, he affected all those people in the room. And so we all affect all those people in whatever room God has called us to, whatever auditorium, whatever platform.
Mm-hmm.
We all affect, because that's who God has, you know, the platform, because we've all been given a platform.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
absolutely.
I love that.
Isn't that great? So in the next couple of minutes before we take our final break, I want to emphasize for business leaders, owners, whatever it is in the marketplace, how vitally important you are to the local church. And I think it's not emphasized enough. And I think business leaders sometimes in churches are overlooked. For whatever reason, it's just not thought about into, you know, the church. It's a people group that definitely is untapped. So I just want businesses to realize how important you are to the kingdom, to the local church, because you could be the most effective force that goes out, because you're in the community. You could do so much good in the community, and you could also act as a financial backbone for the local church. I know for our church, First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, one business leader, I think it was the year before, he gave 5 cars free to people who needed cars at the church, or maybe it was 4 cars, but it was amazing what he did and how he was able to really be a wonderful contributor to the local church. But what do you think about that? Even as you were running your construction business, do you think it was integrated well into the church? Do you think this is a people group that's overlooked and maybe business leaders need to start making sure they realize their importance to the local church? What do you think related to that?
Yeah, I think absolutely all of the above. And I think times have changed, and probably, and more recently, to your point, Dr. Celeste, I think, you know, the church is now realizing even more now so than ever how important business leaders and those influencers are in the church for the local church. So I think it's very important, and I think it's important for business leaders, for us as business leaders, or those who are called to corporate America, the other 7 mountains of influence, that we really realize that God trusts us. So the more you're able to dominate, the more he's going to bless you, because he's going to cause you to be that conduit for finances. He's going to cause you to be that conduit. So I am able to, am able to help many, many local churches, businesses, you know, other businesses. I'm now positioned because to bless other people, because that's how God wants you to be the conduit. I think this is key. He wants us to be the conduit. The more you're able to dominate, to get in there, to be strong, confident, carry out your mission, your commission for what he has called you to do in the marketplace, you're going to see blessings upon blessings come to you.
Wow.
You know, so that you can be that conduit to give to the local church, to nonprofits, to food, you know, food pantries, different things like that, whatever, you know, whatever that is that, again, that you're called to. So wow. I think it's very important, very key. And I'm excited about this conversation. I think it was great. I just felt
a burst of energy when you were just saying that last portion. I'm like, oh my goodness, we are called to dominate. But, you know, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to pick right back up there and just give people some last little nugget to take with them on their way. But we'll take a break, you guys, and don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Greetings, I am Sandra Chang, and I'm so excited about my new podcast, The Prophet in the Nonprofit. It's going to be held every Thursday at 9 a.m. And guess what? You're going to learn how to make a profit in your nonprofit, how to set it up, and how to get funding. That's every Thursday at 9 a.m. See you there.
All right, you all, we are back. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and I have my special guest with me today, Dr. Sandra Rice, and we're talking about marketplace dominance. And I really pray that you all have been blessed by these 4 points that we gave you today on, one, why it's important to dominate in the marketplace, how God wants to use you in a mighty way, and how he wants to favor you to really be a conduit, as Dr. Sandra said right before the break. To be a conduit for him to be used in a mighty way. And I was thinking about that as you were talking. You kind of had me, I had a flash of something I had prayed some years ago. I was reading something, I forget who, and there's some big organization, they have a nonprofit, and the person who was the founder had said that he didn't ask for donors. Now, this is his testimony, you guys, so you don't have to go just based on his, but he didn't ask for donors. That he funded his own nonprofit. I was like, whoa, I mean, come on, dominating. I'm like, you fund your own nonprofit through his actual business. His business funded his nonprofit. So I kind of got in my heart, that would be kind of a cool thing to be able to do. And, you know, when God gives you an idea, he gives you a strategy. And I started doing essential oils. So you guys know, if you listen to me, you know I love me some doTERRA essential oils and been doing those for a while. But the reason I bring it up is because Dr. Rice was talking about being a conduit and how we, you know, God will start to favor us and bring about everything we need monetarily as well. And a percentage of what we get from doTERRA goes to our nonprofit, Surrender 365. And I'm just amazed when I think about how I am now dominating in some respects in doTERRA. I got a call yesterday from one of the people in the office, I don't know where they're calling me from, and saying, you're one of our top enrollers. We want to see if you're interested in doing X, Y, and Z program. And I'm like, sure. And all I could think is, that is nobody but God giving me favor, giving me the ability to dominate and influence, because he knew my heart. I want to fund this nonprofit. You know, many of you give to the nonprofit, thank you, and don't stop. But it's amazing to think thousands and thousands of dollars have gone to it just based on me sharing the gift of essential oils with people. So I say all that to say that he will favor you. He will give you dominance. He will birth some things through you. He will give you the ability to do things you don't even think you can do in your own strength. So we want to take this moment to just really activate you guys in this. We want you to get encouraged in your spirit in this beginning part of our new year that God is going to give you marketplace dominance. And we can't wait to hear the testimonies that will come. So what would you say, Dr. Sandra, as we activate them to this place of dominance in the marketplace?
Absolutely. I would say, number one, I would just reiterate what you just said. When God gives you an idea, he's also going to give you the strategy. So that's his part. So we now want to activate you into your part, because now you have to take that strategy. You have to take that idea and you have to work on it. You have to have the faith to say God is going to supply every need, because if God gives you that desire, and the Bible talks about in Proverbs, he will give you the desire of your heart, meaning he gives it to you. And it's his desire, which is your desire. So then it's the part that we have to do. We have to be activated. We have to be confident enough to have that faith to take it and say, God is going to do exactly what he said, because he's eternally good, number one, and he never lies.
Yeah.
So if he made a promise to you, if he gave you an idea and told you to go out and do it, he's going to make sure every provision is there. So I just want to, we just want to activate you today to give you that push again today to move out on every strategy and every idea that God has given you, and knowing that everything will work out, knowing Romans 8 and 28, all things will work together. It may not work out the way you think, but as you move along and as you push forward and as you move forward into the strategic plan and carrying it out and you know, really executing it, because I think that's a word for this year for us. We execute. When God gives us something, you have to make sure we're adept to, as we're getting stuff, start executing as quickly as possible, you know, because if you don't, you're going to get a log jam. So we just want to activate you again today to push you into this next realm. And as we do that, even apostolically, because Dr. Celeste and I both operate in that realm, we open up that realm for you. We open that up. We open that up in the mighty name of Jesus for you to walk in this new place of execution and walking strategically, getting those ideas out there. And we speak favor on you. We speak the favor of God, the favor of the kingdom of God. And we speak that you will have priceless blessings to be a conduit for this day and age and for 2021. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. I have not seen nor ear heard. Hallelujah. What God has in store for you. So we pray those things and declare them for you in the mighty name of Jesus. So,
and we declare expansion for you. We declare expansion for you.
Expansion.
The prayer of Jabez.
Absolutely.
I would say start praying that prayer in Chronicles, First Chronicles. The prayer of Jabez. Oh, that you have blessed me indeed. Ask God to enlarge your territory. Because today you've been activated again. Ask him to enlarge those territories and watch. Watch what happens.
Wow. And you gave me that scripture just the other day, and God had brought that scripture in front of me on Sunday. Then Monday, you text me an image of the prayer of Jabez. So just as I started, you activated me in that respect. We're activating you all. Pray the prayer of Jabez. Ask God to enlarge your territory and watch him do it. Watch him do it.
Watch it. So, just watch it.
Yes, watch it. I love it.
And participate. So
And participate. Absolutely. Execute. So would you share with people how to stay in touch with you as we exit the break room on today?
Yes, absolutely. You can actually get in touch with me through social media, Sundra Rice, at Sundra Rice on Facebook, and also on Instagram. Same thing, Sundrarice, spelled a little bit differently. Or you can always email me at srice, and that's R-Y-C-E, at ricedevelopment.com.
Perfect. Awesome. You guys, make sure you stay in touch. She has a phenomenal CD, too. If you need to get your mind right, she has a CD, The Confessions of an Incredible Life, right there on iTunes, you guys. So make sure you check it out. So you all, until next time, and in the meantime, make sure you are praying the prayer of Jabez over your life and watch God do something phenomenal in and through you in the marketplace. Be blessed, you guys. Love you much. Bye-bye.